He was a farm kid who discovered one of the most distant objects in our solar system. And recently, his ashes were sent to that speck of light he discovered way back in 1930. The story that began in this Illinois farm town is today's American Countryside. Brought to you by Farm Credit. America never stops growing. Thanks to Farm Credit, neither does rural America. Learn more at farmcredit100.com.
Every successful grower knows that the best crops need strong roots, and that means they need Radiate Plant Growth Regulator. Radiate features two powerful active ingredients that help young crops quickly develop the longer, healthier roots they need for more nutrient uptake, early vigor, and stress resistance. Applied either foliar or in furrow, Radiate makes all the difference for a wide variety of crops. So get the roots your crops need by getting Radiate first. See your CPS dealer today.
America never stops. Thanks to the financial support of Farm Credit, neither do the farmers and ranchers who call her home. Since the beginning, we've been helping rural America show the world what hard work can achieve. But the job is far from over. And as rural America grows further, we'll be there. Just as we have for 100 years. Learn more at farmcredit100.com.
He's a legend in Streeter, Illinois, and while you may not know his name, you do know what he discovered.
Clyde Tombaugh is the one that discovered Pluto, and he lived on a farm outside of Streeter.
Patricia Breen shares the story from the Streeterland Historical Society. Tombaugh was born here in 1906.
He had an uncle who encouraged him and several teachers who encouraged him to go on in that field, and he gives them credit for doing that.
At the age of 16, his family moved to Burdett, Kansas. He built his own telescopes and made sketches of Jupiter and Mars. He wrote to the Lowell Observatory and Flagstaff for advice. They did more than that. They hired him to work for them. The staff asked him to look for a possible planet X beyond Neptune. On March 13, 1930, Tombaugh and the astronomers in Flagstaff announced they had found what came to be called Pluto.
Yes, he did become famous because at that time it was one of the newest planets and it was the only one that was discovered by an American.
Tombaugh made many important discoveries throughout his lifetime. He died in 1997 and requested that some of his ashes be taken into outer space.
They sent it in that spaceship that they sent up to Pluto and supposedly put some of his ashes on Pluto, so that was kind of special.
Patricia is speaking of the New Horizons spacecraft, which sent back the first detailed pictures of Pluto in 2015. Some of Tombaugh's ashes were on that probe, and an inscription next to the container reads, "Interred herein are the remains of American Clyde W. Tombaugh, discoverer of Pluto and the solar system's third zone." The museum here has a small exhibit devoted to the hometown hero, and a mural in the downtown pays homage as well. Traveling the countryside in Streeter, Illinois, I'm Andrew McCrae.